NHS Child Sex Change Clinic Chief Resigns After Damning Report. By Virginia Hale on February 27, 2019. A governor of the NHS Trust in charge of England's flagship child sex change clinic has resigned in protest amidst allegations it was fast-tracking young people into gender reassignment as a result of pressure from highly politicized LGBT campaigners. Breaking off a 35-year-long association with the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust, Marcus Evans quit after it dismissed an internal report branding its Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, not fit for purpose. Adolescence and childhood is a time when people are developing socially and biologically, a time when young people are identifying with different groups, and with male and female aspects of themselves, Mr. Evans told the BBC's Today program Monday. There is pressure from the child who is in a distressed state. There is pressure from the family and the peer group and from the pro-trans lobbies. And all of this puts pressure on the clinician who may want to help the individual to resolve their distressed state by going along with a quick solution. There is a lot at stake here as these decisions have far-reaching consequences. The consultant psychotherapist warned, speaking after he told the Sunday Times that GIDS was trying to dismiss or undermine concerns raised by its own medical staff in a leaked review compiled late last year. Dr. David Bell, who drew up the report, warned children were at risk of long-term damage as a result of the NHS clinic's inability to stand up to pressure from transgender activist groups such as Mermaids UK, which has been criticized for false claims that delaying gender-bending medical treatments which have irreversible effects on young patients' fertility causes gender-confused youths to commit suicide. Staff governor at the time of compiling the report, Dr. Bell said clinicians felt children were being put onto life-changing drugs without sufficient assessment of the role played by their personal histories and by wider psychosocial issues in patients' gender dysphoria. Noting that some youths view gender reassignment as a solution to multiple problems such as historic child abuse in the family, bereavement, homophobia and a very significant incidence of autism spectrum disorder, and the observation that children seem to have been coached online and by activist groups. The report's warnings also echoed worry voiced by other professionals who work with young people. This was despite Dr. Sina backing some of the concerns raised, with his review highlighting staff being forced to work in an atmosphere of significant persecution created by pro-trans campaign groups, and admitting clinicians' fears that children had insufficient understanding of the effects of treatment on their fertility when placed on puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones. In a letter to the Sunday Times noting the extraordinary increase in the number of child sex change referrals in Britain, a figure which has risen 2,500% in less than 10 years, a group of academics specializing in the field of gender slammed the Trust's attempt to discredit Dr. Bell, asserting that the health of thousands of children is at stake. With ministers expressing concern over reasons behind the huge rise in children presenting to the NHS with gender dysphoria, critics have questioned why public money continues to be awarded to controversial activist groups such as Mermaids. The group has been accused of using intimidation and blackmail to promote fertility-compromising treatments for underage children, and was even ordered not to contact a family after a judge ruled a woman, who was being advised by the group, had been abusing her 7-year-old son by forcing him to live as a girl.